care centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Who's heading off to the Super Bowl? The championship games come up on Sunday. We'll get your opinions on the Chiefs versus the Patriots and the Saints versus the Rams. We'll also take a look ahead at the NFL draft. All that coming up and more, including the pick six on the Winter Storm edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Welcome in. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 the North Gym and 106.3 FM the South Gym. Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we embark on our local programming block, which includes the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way beginning at 4 o'clock through 7 o'clock here tonight. Keeping one eye, maybe even two eyes, on the winter storm and the weather, the potential winter storm anyway. They have named it Winter Storm Harper with the National Weather Service or the Weather Channel or somebody like that. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is it Charlie Harper or Valerie Harper?
Could be. I do like Valerie Harper.
Yeah.
A lot of people nowadays would say Bryce Harper. You can go a lot of different directions as far as that is concerned. So, we'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. They are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And I would imagine that they will keep their regular hours throughout this weather emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So stop on by. They're locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch a game after work, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. The presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Our thanks, as always, going out to Third Base Brewery here on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Hunker down, everyone. I guess that is what they're telling us to do, because basically everything outside of City High and Liberty has been canceled. Our North game, West Delaware and Marion boys, went from original start time to 6 o'clock start time to 4:30 start time to postponed today. Actually, that the progression started last night. We do have the South Gym game, and it's been moved up to a 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll have it at 5:50 on 106.3 FM for you coming up tonight. And that will be Iowa City High hosting Iowa City Liberty in girls MVC basketball. And like we said, I think that is the boys game will be played at Liberty. And I think for the most part, that's it, which is going on. All the Cedar Rapids activities have been canceled. Most everything has been canceled. And, you know, look, we've been down this road before, even though, Mark, it just blows my mind that seemingly we act as though and are told how to deal with this. It's snow. We're Iowa. We know how to deal with it. Get ready for the same three stories to be shown again coming up tonight.
Yeah, I tend to agree, but if you're in the school district, you don't want to put students at peril.
And I understand that.
I get that. Intra-city games, all the
although in 3 inches of snow, we used to play in our day.
Intra-city games not even being played. Good news, tomorrow, the Wells Fargo, second weekend of the Wells Fargo tournament.
Shootout.
And a little bit different change in schedule, right?
Well, for the most part. First of all, it is going to be played as of this moment, all the games. Now, Johnston was going to take on Kennedy, and that was going to be, I think, a 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. Johnston had to make a decision as far as buses were concerned 24 hours in advance. They decided to err on the side of caution, so they are not coming over. But now we get late word that Iowa City West is going to come up to play Kennedy. So this will be the February 8th game at West is now going to be played tomorrow at the U.S. Cellular Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So you get a chance to see, oh, by the way, tomorrow, DJ Carton going to Ohio State, Patrick McCaffrey going to Iowa, and Xavier Foster, along with Cole Henry for Oskaloosa. Henry going to UNI. Foster, who knows where he's going. He's a 4 or 5 star, depending on what service you get. All those guys are going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a star-studded Saturday, if you can make it. And again, I'm not an ordained meteorologist. I don't claim to be an ordained meteorologist. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
You'll be on the call for a few of those games, right?
Yep. Myself and Phil Dunn will be on the call for some. Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers will have one. I'll be on tomorrow morning with Ryan for the 9:45 game. We'll be on the air at 9:30 for Albernette and Springville coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Hopefully the streets will be okay. Hopefully we're not going to get inundated. And hopefully everybody can make it tomorrow. That's what I'm going to say. Depending on what media outlet you would like to follow, there is one media outlet that is much higher than the others. So I'm hoping they are not correct. We'll see how it all plays out, though. 319-366-1600. And we've had several requests by our listeners. You know, before the Weather Service took our shtick, the Weather Channel, I guess. It's not the National Weather Service. It's the Weather Channel that came up with the naming of the storms. Mm-hmm. We have done that for many years.
We have, and our good friend, regular listener Eugene reached out to me this morning on Facebook and wanted us to name the storm. And we will, but you reminded me our practice is to name it after the event.
Correct, because we got to see how this
sometimes
goes.
Sometimes it overperforms, sometimes it underperforms. Nevertheless, a lot of comments on my Facebook page in terms of what to name the storm. Some of them political, which
we will not dive into.
No.
We like to stay away from that. Everything else is pretty much fair game, but we'll stay away from politics and politicians.
We'll see about naming it after the event.
Yeah. Stay tuned on Monday. We'll see how we come through it and name it. I'm looking forward to that out there. So while that is going on, do have basketball tomorrow, as we mentioned. We've got news today out of the college football world. Tom Manning back in Ames, as he is going to be the new offensive coordinator for the Iowa State Cyclones, the way it sounds. Of course, Tom Manning, formerly of the Iowa State staff, went mm-hmm. to coach with the Indianapolis Colts this past year, now headed back to the college ranks to help fill out Matt Campbell's staff. They really didn't have an offensive coordinator per se this past year in Ames.
Talented guy, and I know Iowa State fans are thrilled to have him back, and why not? I'd be working with Brock Purdy in his sophomore year and some new running backs perhaps, and that's nothing but good news for Iowa State, I guess.
Yeah, I think it is as well, so they'll be getting the band back together. Rumors going around that a colleague of Matt Campbell's, who I believe he played football with at Mount Union, who's been a D-back coach at West Virginia, is going to be perhaps coming aboard the staff as well. That is unsubstantiated as of yet for Iowa State, but there are rumors to that effect anyway. It's a little bit of a change. That's nothing real unusual, although I say that, and Iowa has had pretty much the same staff for years on end. So just depending on your locale, I guess, as far mm-hmm. as college football is concerned. Hurting the Stocker Jewelers text line is open and available for you out there at 319-366-1600. Hurting the Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Iowa State basketball tomorrow, the women in the morning. They will take on Oklahoma. That's an 11:30 pregame at 1600 a.m. The men, 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock tip-off, as they will take on Oklahoma State, or at least the shelled remains of Oklahoma State, without 3 regulars. They held an open tryout for students for Oklahoma State basketball. I don't know how many students came. I don't know how many students made the team. I don't know how many of those students may actually dress or get to play, perhaps. I can't imagine tomorrow any of them will. But that's a pretty good story to call mom and dad. Hey, I'm on the team. We're heading to Ames for a game at Hilton. You could be playing in your intramural league in Stillwater and going to play in Hilton Coliseum within a week.
You played in I'm down at Iowa back in the day. There was guys that could probably play.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No, I don't know about major college basketball, but that could play the game. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That were pretty darn impressive. And that was not even the other athletic teams. So, yeah, you'll find a diamond in the rough every once in a while. So, 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Services. He is at the East-West Shrine game. Going to talk with him about some of the early candidates for the National Football League draft, if you will. Heard today earlier on, Mark, it's not only basketball, it is now football. Set a record for the most early entrance into the NFL draft this year. 135 is the tally.
It's a bunch.
Which is up from, I believe, 109 or 106 from last year. And this is the second most ever as far as entries into the NFL draft. And I think it's just going to keep going up and going up. And who knows, it may rival college basketball sometime soon.
It's the era of early entrance and portals.
That just sounds bad, a portal. Doesn't it?
Does it in a portal, does the toilet paper come over the top
or from under? No,
huh?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No, not going there. Not going there. So we'll talk to Dan Shanka coming up here in just a little bit. Told you about the postponements that are coming up or not coming up for tonight. Check with your local school and see when that your game is going to be made up. We're going to have NBA schedules coming up here. Starting soon anyway. And also the pods came out today for classes 2A and 1A on the boys basketball side. Some very interesting things as per usual. Some real barn burners out there as far as pods and potential matchups are concerned. Our friends up in the North Lynn area, they got a very tough draw, everyone believes. They are going to be in District 5, which includes a really good Dyersville-Beckman team out of the WAMAC. Also includes an Old Wine team having their best year in a long, long time. And then in District 6 on the other side, you got defending state champion Cascade over there. Monticello is having a very fine year. And a Tipton team that's got some talent. So that's going to be a heck of a sub-state. Going there, and then you've got the two in Northwest Iowa that are just going to be killers as well. But that's pretty much an annual thing.
Oftentimes, it's as difficult to get to the state tournament as it is to play in the state tournament and win a championship. North Lynn, of course, number one, and a very talented team there. So it'll be interesting to watch as we head for the tournament trail.
Yeah. So next week, next Friday, 3A and 4A pods will come out, and that'll be very interesting as well. And I believe late next week or sometime next week, the girls' pairings are going to be coming out as well for the five classes as we get ready for February and the start of tournament action. Hard to believe already. Hard to believe. 319-366-1600.
Well, a poll question for you and Amos Hideaway poll question here shortly. Right now in warmer climes, they're playing golf in the desert.
Wish we were.
The second round of the Desert Classic. Being played on three courses. The cut comes after the third round. This is a pro-am. Two pros play with two amateurs the first three rounds. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids right now kind of spinning his wheels. He shot a 1-under par 71 yesterday through nine holes today. He is 1-under, having just birdied his eighth hole, and he heads to the his 10th hole here and trying to make up some ground. The leader right now, as it was yesterday, Phil Mickelson, 15 under par after he shot 60 yesterday. He's 3-under par today through 16 holes.
Had a double in there too, didn't he?
He did indeed, his ninth hole of the day.
So recovering from that.
Yeah.
And getting to 15 under. Usually the winning score in this is somewhere in the high 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been even 30 before. This is a birdie fest in the desert. Perfect conditions, perfect golf courses, not the hardest golf courses on the PGA Tour, although the host course is no pushover, the stadium course at PGA West.
Yeah, pars and one under rounds just don't cut it in this tournament.
No, you got to go low. You got to go low out there, and hopefully Zach will get things turned around and go low coming up. Should mention as well, Landon Castle is trying his hand at the world-famous Chili Bowl, the huge indoor midget car race down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a week-long event. Landon went out and tried to qualify via his qualifying night. Didn't do it, so he's going to have to go through the alphabet soup on Saturday. But it is it is a happening down there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And hopefully Landon can get through everything and have a great Saturday and make it as far as he can. So he'll have a few races, and he's going to have to pass a lot of cars to get up there. But that's what makes it fun out there in Tulsa.
Racers do what racers do, right?
And it's the best part about that is it's a bunch of, you got every type of racer out there. You got some NASCAR guys, you got some IndyCar guys, you got some dirt guys, you got some USAC open wheel guys, you've got Australians, you got everybody over 350, I think, for the entire week. And they whittle it down, I think, to 24 on Saturday night at about 11 o'clock. So it's fun. It's a fun thing. But Landon having some fun out there, and we wish him all the best. 3:20, take a break, come back. Going to talk about early entrance into the National Football League draft from Iowa and Iowa State and talk about the draft. Dan Shonka of Our Lad Scouting Service will join us right after the break here on the Gym Class for a potentially snowy Friday here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Honey, we should think about our vacation.
Yep, it'll be here before you know it.
Let's check flights and fares from the Quad City International Airport.
Yeah, good call. It's an easy drive to the Quad Cities, and we can figure out what works around everyone's schedules.
And hopefully we can all agree on where to go.
I want to golf and relax on the beach.
I want to shop, but yes to relaxing on the beach.
We actually agree on something.
Hey!
For flights to your favorite destination, look before you book and check fares from the Quad City International Airport. We make travel easier.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
Want to use your unique skill set to solve real-world technological problems? Apply at Herzog. Herzog is a family-owned railroad services provider in eastern Iowa. Our unique expertise in both the railroad and software industries puts us at the forefront of emerging safety technology. And we're hiring software engineers, systems engineers, and GIS technicians to continue making our industries safer and more efficient. Are you a problem solver interested in working with a team of like-minded people? Then get more info and apply at herzog.com/careers.
Sports and music, always a great combination. At the game, you have the marching band and the pep band to set the mood. But what about before and after the game? Tune to Smart FM, your own personal pep band. Smart Rock, deeper tracks, and live versions of your favorite songs from your favorite Smart Rock artists. For all the action of the game, play-by-play, or sports talk, it's KGYM. And for the Smart Rock to set the mood before and after, Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Right on the button. Back with you on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Just looking at the radar. The big blob of something is coming from Missouri, from the south and the west, making its way up here. Winter storm warning in effect pretty much everywhere in eastern Iowa. Could see anywhere from 4 to 10 inches. I'm just I'm ranging with the media folks that know more about it than me. 4 to 10 inches. Keep it right here to KGYM. We'll keep you informed.
One guy who can forecast things a little bit better than meteorologists is awaiting us.
That is true.
It's a little warmer in Mobile, Alabama, right, Dan?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot warmer in Mobile, and it's really warm right here in sunny St. Pete, Florida. We're getting ready for the East West All-Star game, so you'll have to excuse me. I got to push aside this palm tree a minute while I'm walking.
Oh, man, that hurt. Current conditions in St. Pete right now, what, 80 degrees?
Not quite that hot. It's, you know, a balmy 75.
You can live with that, though, right?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's kind of funny. My wife and I were outside, and the other night, you know, it cooled down a little bit to about 65 here. She said, ooh, it's kind of cool outside. you forget where we're from, you know. So, but anyway, it's all good, except for up there. I tell you what, Get your snow shovels and your plows ready.
Well, we're bracing, Dan. We'll see what happens. Dan Chonka from Our Lads Scouting Service, one of the best out there, if not the best. Dan joining us on the gym class. And we were talking earlier, Dan, a record number of early entries as a guy. I mean, I don't know how many mock drafts you've been through, but as these guys come out, it impacts everything you do, right?
It does, you know, Mark, I'm not a big mock draft guy. In fact, we haven't actually done an official mock draft yet for that exact reason, because all these guys are coming out, and now, you know, they had to be out by this past Monday, the 14th, and the NFL put out their official total today. And it's always funny to say, well, you know, there was 104 came out, or 105, you know, 103, I guess it was, whatever it was then. But they have all these other guys, another 32 that had special circumstances, and then there's another 9 with special circumstances. So it all adds up to 144 new football players in the pool. So all those guys that were seniors this year that played, sometimes they get pushed down and get knocked out the bottom of the draft and end up playing anyway, you know. But nevertheless, it's a lot of – well, I tell you, this year, I mean, we always do – juniors now, because we do 2 years of work in 1 year, because you don't know exactly who's going to come out, you know, in the summertime and things, and then they finally do, and then you're, you know, you've got at least part of your work done, but you got to load up and get them going again.
Let me ask you this to start things off, Dan. Were you surprised that Iowa had all four of the guys go into the draft? A lot of people thought it may be 2 or 3, but in the end, all four of them went. Did that surprise you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's you know, Kirk hasn't locked many guys down there. It's certainly a group, you know, of four. And so, yes, you know, and they're all good football players and really would help the team last year. And next year, would really help the team next year. And so I was really surprised. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, this year was not a strong year for tight ends, but everybody else knows that too. So there's about, 15 tight ends or so that came out. They're underclassmen. So, and Iowa's got two of those. And then Nelson, you know, he's a defensive end, and there's not enough guys with his size out there. So, and then Hooker is that hybrid kind of guy, so that's in vogue now, and so the iron's hot, so they all wanted to hit it.
Dan, let's take these early entries, Iowa and Iowa State, into pairs. Let's start out with Fant and Hockenson and their draft stock in your mind.
I think both those guys will not get out of the second round. Fant has been our top guy since last year, and but there's jockeying now for position. Irv Smith came out of Alabama. People saw him probably for the first time during the playoff season there, those two games, and he really looked good. Now, he may move into that first spot, but I don't think we're going to have a ton of them still going the first round, but I think we're going to have some. Irv Smith may. But, you know, these teams, they get so excited about you know, height, weight, speed, how high a guy can jump and all that, and that's going to put Fant in the running for a lot of things because he can vertical 40-some inches and he can do some things and catch, I mean, he catches the ball really well, you know, and get down the field, and they use these guys in slot positions anymore. So he could possibly squeeze in there, but I think probably going to be in the second. I think Hochstein going to be in the second. And but both of them, I mean, both of them are going to be – I just can't see him getting out of the second round. I just think that the TJ is a guy that can – I mean, he's really a good blocker. You know, he's going to fit into two, three tight end sets. And, you know, of course, Kittle out there has helped all the Iowa tight ends, how well he did at San Francisco. And so, anyway, they're going to look at those two guys. And, like I said, I'd be hard – they may not get out past the 50th player in the draft.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would. It remains to be seen when you go through all everything in Indianapolis. But let's talk about Imani Hooker now and Anthony Nelson. I was surprised Anthony Nelson made his name known and went into the draft, but that's what he decided to do. Imani Hooker, is he going to be a safe? He's got to be a safety, right? What do you think about those two guys?
Well, see, now, you know, as you know, Scott, that your base formation anymore on offense is three wideouts, and you got to have one an extra defensive back in there that can cover, you know, play the run when they do run the ball, if everybody all spread out. So everybody, and there's three safeties on the field a lot of times now, too, and the hybrid safety linebacker guy, so you don't have to run guys in and off the field. You want somebody that can play against the run and play against the pass. And Arizona made it in vogue with Buchanan out there. You know, he walks in the inside linebacker spot, but he's a strong safety. And everybody wants one of those kind of guys. And Imani is one of those kind of guys. You know, he's going to be able to – he's got good size. You know, he's going to be able to fit in to run, support the run. He can get back in coverage. He can cover tight ends and man-to-man coverage. He plays zone. The Iowa defensive backs are very, very well coached, and he's going to be ready for about any situation. And I would predict he's going to play very early in his career and probably will start before the end of his first year.
What rounds do you think for those two guys?
I think Hooker is probably going to be a second round guy. Now, again, Mark, you know how this goes. It's always, hey, what do they do for the watch? You know what I mean? And if he runs really well, he's going to be in that second round area. Doubt if he gets out of the third, but he's going to be up there. You know, and there's so many, like I said, with all these guys coming out, you guys get knocked down in the draft, you know, and all that stuff. But nevertheless, I think he's going to be probably, you know, at worst the third, but probably be a second. And then Nelson, again, here's a guy with length. There's not a whole passel of guys that are that big. And, you know, he may end – for it depends on the team. But if he goes a 3-4 team, you know, he's going to be an anchor end for him to keep people off linebackers and things. And if he goes to a 4-3 team – he's going to be a left defensive end, not a right defensive end. So probably in that second, third round area also.
Dan Chunk of Our Lads NFL Scouting Services joining us on the Gym Class at 3:32. Iowa State, meanwhile, has a pair of very intriguing players coming out in David Montgomery and Hakeem Butler. Your analysis on those guys, Dan?
Well, obviously not too many receivers out there as pretty as Hakeem Butler. I mean, close to 6'6", and you know, big, strong guy. But sometimes he's got hands like feet now. I mean, he's going to drop a couple every game. So if that doesn't bother you, you know, there's receivers that in the league. Can't remember the one now that I just disliked everything about Michigan, but he's over at Carolina right now. But Funchess, you know, he dropped – as soon as you get high on the guy, man, he'd drop one. You know, he'd drop cross, he'd drop out. Well, anyway, it's kind of like Butler. I mean, he'll drop two a game, I guarantee you. But he probably, you know, he's going to work out well and all that. But he's probably going to end up that second round area. That's where I've had him since I heard he was coming out and things. And so I would look at him, you know, in the second round because he just – flat out too inconsistent with his hands, but he's going to make that great catch at times, and he's going to break your heart and not get you that first down another time. So just kind of depends on how you want to play it. And then David Montgomery, tremendous, powerful running back, 225 pounds. He doesn't have that now everybody wants that third down guy that can really squirt through that hole quickly. To me, David Montgomery is a closer. He's one of those guys, you know, you bring him in late in the game and, boy, he can control the ball and keep the ball away from the defense. He's a tough guy. Obviously, we know he does not fumble very much, maybe two in his career, I think, now, and those were even questionable. But, you know, and then here's a guy that he just drags people. He breaks a lot of tackles and just a tough nut overall. I don't think David's going to run well, and I think that's going to hurt him. What I mean by just sort of watch now, I mean, he's going to probably, you know, he may run 4.59, maybe in the low 4.6s, which will probably knock him down to, you know, maybe the third round area. But, I mean, I really like the guy, and all it takes is one team to like you, and he may end up going second, but there really isn't any first round backs, to be honest with you. And he may, you know, be one of the three or four that go in the second, and he may even fall to the third.
Does it hurt running backs that, you know, it used to be every team had two running backs. They had a fullback out there, and now it seems even the Giants were criticized a little bit for taking Saquon Barkley as early as they did. I got to think running backs are being hurt by the fact that, yeah, you like you mentioned, you need a third down guy more than you need an every down guy. But in the way that the NFL is now, seemingly like running back is almost, I don't want to say a throwaway position, but something like that.
Well, there's so many of them. And like you say, Scott, they like to rotate them, like to have three or four guys. But for all the people out there in New York that thought they were wasting the pick on Saquon Barkley, they're just not very smart.
No,
you know what
he's
I mean?
Good.
So, you know, but I mean, yeah, okay, we won't take that Hall of Famer and take a guy that turns the ball over 20 times every year. Let's take that guy. And the Jets took him instead. So, but anyway, that's another story. So, I think that that's what's going to hurt David a little bit, because the rotation of the backs and how, you know, you want to first and second down back, and then you got your third down back, but now first down is really third down in the NFL because of alignments and things like that. So, but nevertheless, David's a terrific football player, and whoever gets him, I think, is going to be very lucky. He does catch the ball a lot better than people think, but you just don't see it much. So, you know, he can get out there, beat you in the open field because he can run over you. And if you're not a strong tackler, he's going to easily break the tackle with his power and that lower body of his. But he just doesn't have that, you know, that pitter-patter of feet. He's more of a power guy instead of that, you know, little go kind of player. So, but nevertheless, good football player.
Dan, you're a GM of an NFL team, and you have one of the top 10 picks in the upcoming draft, and you need a quarterback. Are you going Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins?
Well, I take Haskins. I'm not a Murray guy. And
why?
I tell you, well, for a lot of reasons, he's easy to tackle. I mean, I tried to find out exactly how big this guy is. I know he's light. The most I heard anybody that I talked to tell me that he was 175 pounds. Okay, he's listed, I think, 5'11", 190. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, because everybody knows he's not 5'11". But and I know you're going to have to make special concessions if you take this guy. I know everybody gets excited about when we put up those big yards. He's not Baker Mayfield. I mean, he isn't even in the same stratosphere as Mayfield. And Mayfield was a very special, special case. Murray is a very good athlete. He's an explosive runner. The gentleman, this game's still a game of physics. And he is not a big guy. And you even saw against Alabama, they could grab him with one hand and throw him down. Now, they didn't always catch him the first time. I understand that. But, you know, we saw what happened to Lamar Jackson. You know, the way he holds the ball out, and he drops, he's really fast. And yeah, they got to the playoffs, but hey, you know, he still can't pass the ball. Now you look at Murray on the other side; he's a very athletic guy. He can pass the ball, but hey, I'm telling you, I called Tyson Kim at perfect game, and see what they had for measurements on him and things. And I talked to people out of Oakland who drafted him, and say, but I'm telling you, the guy is not—he's under 5'9". All right, and you talk about an exception to the rule. Here's a white guy that might. You know, his leg might be broken, you know, the first play of the season. That could happen with anybody, or his career may be over. But I would take Haskins because he's big and strong. He's accurate, and I'd rather work with him. And I'll go ahead and take Kyler Murray on the second contract if he's that good.
Dan, before we let you go here, who's been impressive down in Florida this week that's kind of risen?
Well, I tell you, one thing that's great is all these guys are coached by NFL assistants that are down here that are brought in by different teams. They send down different coaches. So I think the biggest thing that I look at all the time is the improvement of these players as they go. But familiar your name, but no relation, Keyshawn Johnson, a wide receiver for Fresno State, has really looked good. The quarterback, Taylor Cornelius from Oklahoma State, has really looked very strong. Jordan Tamu, quarterback from Ole Miss, is super accurate, got really good velocity, and can really make some things happen. Easton Stick, who we all saw, North Dakota State, he's won more games than anybody in college football history. He's done a lot of good things. His timing's been off a little bit working with some of these guys, but boy, when he gets in that huddle, he takes charge, and it's all business there. So the guys like that, the quarterbacks, of course, jump out. The running backs are all really good. All from Pittsburgh, Ozimbo from Nebraska. He looks like an NFL back, 225 pounds, well-built guy, very strong. They had an outstanding senior year this year. So a lot of good, strong safeties, linebackers, Barton from Utah, a linebacker, really good, looks good. So Taki from BYU, he really looks good. So there's a whole bunch of them that people can see on the NFL Network on Saturday afternoon at about 2:00 Central Time. I guess it is 3:00 Eastern, but it'd be a lot of fun to see those guys. I love that middle of the round players because we get to see them on Sunday. People really don't know about them until they, see them get in there. But if they can see them in an all-star game like this, they'll remember them.
Dan, one last question. We talked about the state of Iowa early entries. What about any other guys from Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, that you may see pop up in the NFL draft?
Well, yeah, I think, obviously, I think the Cyclones, that's probably the two that, we'll see with Montgomery. But, I think Mac Nelson, he may get drafted. He played mostly, defensive tackle. Like to see him more as a defensive end kind of guy. It's, again, a left defensive end, because of that length. I think he had problems inside, but. But I think that maybe Easley, again, depending on how he runs, Nick Easley, the wide receiver, we're kind of running. I always hate to say it because good football players get bypassed. They have to earn their way as a free agent if they, don't run real fast. But I think that, from Iowa, that may be it. But, again, you always have a surprise. Somebody works out well, and they like the Iowa program, so they may draft them late. So who knows?
Hmm. Well, and I don't even have to say enjoy the weather. Just enjoy the weather. Stay away from the snow and cold for as long as you can, Dan. And always good to talk with you. Keep up the great work with our lads, and we'll talk many times before the draft, I imagine.
Well, I'm looking forward to always great being on with you guys. I always look forward to it. And but today I'm glad that I'm, instead of looking out of my office there, in Cedar Rapids, I'm looking all this nice, this Gulf Coast and things. So, but anyway, hey, you guys enjoy it back there.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so long.
343, Dan Schonk of Our Lad Scouting Service joining us. Quick break, come back, have more for you. We'll get to pick six here in just a little bit. Want to talk a couple minutes about the conference championship games real quick. We'll do it when we come back.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least five devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Get out of the cold and warm up with the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual Hot Stove Banquet. Wednesday, January 23rd, join the Colonel's at East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, which will be emceed by Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis and include Twins Minor League Player of the Year Alex Kirilloff. The Colonel's 1994 Midwest League Championship team will also be honored. Tickets are $50 and all proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonel's Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM, panel assembling here. We'll get to the pick six brought to you by Emil's Hideaway here in just a couple of minutes. Our thanks to Dan Schonka for taking time out of the 75-degree temperatures in St. Petersburg to talk a little bit about the draft with us. We've got the two championship games coming up. We're going to pick those here in just a little bit. And NFC is up first on Sunday with the New Orleans Saints hosting the L.A. Rams, followed by the Chiefs and the Patriots coming up. That'll be the nightcap. You can hear them both right here starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday on KGYM.
Well, I think they're just two great games, Scott. New Orleans and the Rams, each spread is 3 points. The over-under is about 56 or so. We're going to be picking those here in a minute. But it's so difficult to figure out who's going to win these football games. And you talk about coaching and quarterbacks and, you know, what's the weather like in Kansas City? How loud is it going to be in New Orleans? All those sort of things factor in, and I'm anxious to see how it plays out.
I think it's going to be even louder than people think it's going to be in Kansas City. Everyone's talking about the fact that the weather is going to neutralize that a little bit. Not buying that. I know those folks down there. They're going to take that as a challenge, so we'll see how it plays out. It's interesting that this is the second, as far as the 2-point spreads, both similar, 3-2 right in there anyway. There's only been one other time where the two combined point spreads were lower than these two. So I hope we get two good games coming up on Sunday.
I do too.
Probably get two blowouts. I'm hoping one way. At least one of the games, anyway. We'll talk about that. We'll pick them coming up. Panel is assembled. We'll be back and have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up after this on KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do?
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Visit our flooring department for stylish options for your home at the lowest prices. Tender Touch plush carpet by Designer's Image is soft underfoot in smoked wood or hickory nut colors. Only $169 a square foot. Plus, get a free carpet pad after rebate with your purchase. Save on a great selection of flooring now. Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Prices good through January 19th.
Save big money at Menards.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Uncle Mark with history lessons here in the studio for young grasshoppers on the gym class on KGYM. 3:50, we need to get to the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Dave here in studio with us. I believe, Todd, the defending weekly champion. Is that correct?
He is. We had a three-way tie last week, but Dave, by virtue of the tiebreaker, was declared the winner, so he's going to start us off this week as we look to hook somebody up with a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. New Orleans, a three-point favorite at home against the Rams. Dave?
Well, the Rams will have to play better than they did in Week 9, losing 45-35 against the Saints. In that game, Todd Gurley rushed for 68 yards and a touchdown on 13 carries. If last Saturday's game with Dallas is any indication, the Rams will get both Gurley and C.J. Anderson involved. Those two accounted for 238 yards and three touchdowns on 39 carries. And the Rams will have to do a better job on defense as well. They did not sack Drew Brees in the first game, and he threw for 346 yards. They do have Aqib Talib back from injury for this game. And the key here is for L.A. not to be one-dimensional. The Rams are 1-3 when Gurley carries less than 15 times and Goff throws more than 40 times. The first game loser wins this game.
Ooh, L.A. I like the Saints. I think it's the Saints' year, and I'm gonna roll with Cajun Troy's Who Dat New Orleans Saints. I'm throwing the three.
As much as I'd like to see Drew Brees in the Super Bowl and win it, I think this is a bad spot for the Saints. Dave hit it on the head. Aqib Talib is going to make a big difference in this game. I will take L.A.
The Rams have Talib back, but I still think the Saints' defense has more potential to play well. The Rams have just been too inconsistent. I like Drew Brees more than Jared Goff, and the Saints are at home. Everything just lines up here. Give me the Saints.
I will take New Orleans here as well. Tough to play them at home.
As much as this pains me to say, I like the Rams to win the game. Talib coming back, and New Orleans people don't realize it, but New Orleans, if Tlaib is able to limit Michael Thomas, they really struggle getting things going offensively. They don't have a second receiver, so I like the Rams.
Scott Unash, over under 56.5 points in this game.
Like the under barely.
This game was over last time. It was at, 80 points? This is the playoffs, and it's a whole different animal. I will take the under.
I'm with Mark. You know, we saw it the first time around. I just think in the playoffs here, things are going to be much different. It could be close, but give me the under here.
I'm an easy Mark. Give me the over.
I'll take the over as well.
I think the game will be played in the 20s. Give me the under.
Always a fun crapshoot here, Mark Dukes. Who's the first team to score in this game?
Where's the coin? Give me the heads or tails here. We'll go New Orleans.
I don't want to share my thinking with you guys here, but I think it's pretty clever. I like Greg Zuerlein more than whoever kicks for the Saints. Give me the Rams.
I'll go New Orleans as well.
Give me New Orleans.
And it's Will Lutz.
Will Lutz.
My fantasy football.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy team
kicker
too.
This year. Dave?
I'll take New Orleans.
New Orleans for me.
All right, Kansas City and New England, Kyle. Kansas City is a 3-point favorite at Arrowhead Stadium.
I decided I'm just not going to give a whole lot of thought here. I'm just not picking against the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Didn't I fire you last week?
Yeah, you did. You did.
You know, I said last week, don't bet against the Patriots, but this is the year. Scott Unash, your Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, my friend.
Those plucky underdogs. Nobody ever gives those New England Patriots a chance. Everybody's always betting against them. Give me the Chiefs.
Dave.
The Patriots and the Rams are the only teams in the NFL that have not been underdogs in any game this season. New England is 3-5 straight up against the spread on the road this season. And the 5 losses were all to non-playoff teams. Tom Brady has never won a road AFC championship. Kansas City learned valuable lessons from his 43-40 loss in Week 6. The Chiefs made adjustments at halftime and kept the Patriots out of the end zone on 5 of their last 6 possessions. And after shutting out Mahomes in the first half, New England allowed him to throw 4 second-half touchdowns. The home teams have covered the last 10 divisional championships, and the Chiefs are the better team and will cover the spread.
Scott, we don't even need your pick.
Of course we don't, because the Chiefs all the way. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs.
Are you going to put Kyle on an island, Mark?
I am, and I like this pattern. I've got the same picks as Dave up to this point.
I'll take Pat's Island. I will take that.
The over-under in this game is 56 points, and I get to bat lead off here. I'll go over just because there's no way both of these games go under. So trying to hedge my bets here, Alex.
I think I went under in
last week.
So I'm going to learn the lesson and go over.
Dave.
Again, I think this game is in the 20s. Give me the under.
Chiefs defense shows up again. Give me the under.
I will take the big U as well.
Same logic as Todd. There's no way both these games go under. This one's going over.
First team to score, Alex, and our tiebreaker this week is Tom Brady's total passing yards against the Chiefs. And for a point of reference, the number in Las Vegas is 288.5.
I'm going to go Chiefs and way under, 230.
Mr. Dave.
Kansas City to score first, and Tom Brady, 247.
It's going to be Tyreek Hill, and it will be the Chiefs. And Brady, I'm going to go with 260.
Forget, New England's going to get the ball first and drive to a field goal. Give me New England, 261.
Oh.
Give me the Pats and 315 for Brady.
I'm going to go Kansas City here as well and 262. playing by the rules.
I was going to recommend Todd's blog at KGYMradio.com on the late Bill Fleming, but I won't.
I was going to do
it was a good
and
then, piece.
Then Kyle went 315, and I was like, I wanted everything above, but I'll take that land, that real estate there. We need six callers to 319-366-1600, and whoever has the best record this week, you are going to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
Yep, and Dave, appreciate it as always, and enjoy the snow this weekend.
You as well.
It's going to snow this weekend?
I heard that. All right, Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next on KGYM. No matter how much snow we get, please be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again coming up on Monday with local programming resumes at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend, Mark.
You as well.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
The antioxidants in Welch's Concord grape juice aren't just antioxidant. Nah, they hate oxidants. Welch's antioxidants track down the